This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
19 U.S. states kicked off this new year by increasing the minimum wage, some because of the cost of living increases, others because of ballot initiatives or legislation. But even now, there's only the outlines of a consensus on the effects, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Okay, here's what a lot of economists, not all, but a lot, say about the minimum wage.
When the minimum wage goes up, the price of Big Macs goes up as well.
Eric French teaches economics at University College London. The cost is passed on to consumers, but it's usually very tiny, a few cents even for a large wage increase. Second,
the minimum wage, at least at the range of minimum wages that are typically found, we don't see large disemployment effects.
That's John Horton at NYU's Stern School. So short-term, minimal job loss. But economists disagree about whether even a small amount of job loss is okay.
Because it's the lowest wage people who are going to experience the job loss.
David Newmark is at UC Irvine. Economists also aren't sure about the long-term effects of minimum wage hikes. And Newmark asks, does the minimum wage do what people want it to do?
It's pretty hard to find evidence that minimum wages reduce poverty.
Maybe in another 80 years, we'll have a consensus on all that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.